Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show Monday morning. Pretty Mullig, an inspirational story right now. We've got her on the phone. She's in the States. On Instagram, she's youwalk_iglide. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, my gosh, so good. I'm so glad we've got you here on the show morning. I was at home about three nights ago just sitting down watching the TV, and I'm watching, you know, one of my favorite shows, The Doctors. And,
right.
And bang, there you were. And you hear this a lot. You're so inspirational. And I just thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I've got to reach out here. Oh, my gosh, I want to speak to Stephanie. And we've got her on the phone this morning.
Yay.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks.
So for people who don't follow you or don't know you, her Instagram account of Stephanie is youwalk_iglide.
Which I love.
Which is awesome. I think that's awesome. In 2010, you were left paralyzed from the waist down after a car crash. And that's where life sort of re-began for you, right?
Yes, I was actually paralyzed from the chest down, including my arms and hand function. I'm a quadriplegic, which a lot of people don't understand completely. They think that if you're quadriplegic, you can't move your arms at all. But it means that all four limbs are impaired. So I have, my hands are impaired and my triceps are impaired. So I'm actually a quadriplegic.
Stephanie, does it get easier? Do you adapt more to it?
Of course you do. My first year was a rapist. I had severe depression. And then, I don't know, I just woke up one morning and I remembered what my dad had raised me on. He always said that there's no such thing as I can't. And my mind just switched. And I just started to progress and prosper from there. And now when people look at me in the street and they're just staring at me, I just kind of give them a smile because it's like, hi, like, everything's okay. Like, I mean, I feel like everyone kind of has a bit of a disability or insecurity of theirs. I just happen to wear mine. And it's public. You know, everyone can see it.
Your message is so strong and it's so powerful. I think not just for women, but I just think everyone who comes across your story. And I love that you wanted to go into cosmetology before your accident. And I guess you didn't let that dream up because now you're a makeup artist, right?
Yes, I was supposed to start cosmetology school on Monday and I got in my car accident on Sunday. And I was in the hospital and I was crying thinking that, you know, all of my dreams were shattered. And my occupational therapist, her name's Claire, and she came out into the room and she threw my makeup on the bed and was like, we're figuring this out, let's do this. And we sat there for my whole session and figured out how I can open up bottles with my mouth and lace things between my fingers, and really just helped me find my passion again. And it became my everyday therapy for my hand function.
Good on you. Again, it's youwalk_iglide. If you've not seen Stephanie in action doing this, you're unbelievable. Yeah. We're really good friends with Huda Beauty and the team that are here because they live in Dubai. And I see how passionate the fans are when it comes to sort of makeup. Have you now got a lot of the guys and the girls that are totally into makeup? Are you becoming their, like, makeup inspiration?
The queen.
I hope so. I actually am a huge fan of Huda Beauty. I think that she's stunning and beautiful. But I hope so. I hope that, you know, if, God forbid, you know, this path ever takes a toll on another makeup artist, they can, you know, lean on me and see that your dreams don't have to end there. You can keep going. So I hope so. It's
Oh, listen, honestly, totally inspirational. I'm so glad that you took the time to chat to us. I've got a good friend of mine that lives here in Dubai. His name is Sajid. And in the last couple of years, him and I became pretty good mates. He's paralyzed from the chest down. And so over the last couple of years, when we hang out and we go to the gym together now and we train every so often, I just see the obstacles that are involved and how amazing he has become and I want to say he's a stronger person. And I didn't know him before, I only know him after, but he's such a strong soul, and I get the same feeling from you. I feel like you're just a really strong individual who is just not taking no for an answer, and you were going 100 kilometers per hour.
Exactly that. I feel that's a lot of people in wheelchairs, you know, a lot of us take what we have and we run with it. I know as funny as that may sound, we literally get up and we run with what we have, and we have a new perspective on life, and you know, our world, we literally see it at a different level. And I think we learn to appreciate more, and it makes us a little bit better for that.
Well, we're hopefully going to get you in April. Is that true? You may be coming back. You may be coming to Dubai in April.
I really hope so. I would just be in complete awe if I can go to Dubai in April. My manager's currently working on it. I'm on a wheelchair dance team called the Roulette, and we might be performing out there. I'm fingers crossed. Well, you get what I mean. So fingers crossed.
Okay, there is nothing that she cannot do. Go follow her on Instagram. It's Stephanie. It's at @uwalk_iglide. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.